Hello, I am Nimja, and this is Shower Tentacle Rape. As the name implies, some things are about to happen that are not invited. The tentacles that will appear will take as they please, and I hope that you are fully aware of those possibilities before we begin. Showers can be so nice after a long day or a lot of effort. They are such a nice way to give yourself a moment to relax, to ground yourself, to let all the tension wash away. They're a very nice place to feel safe, let your guard down, to be yourself and to let go. And maybe this will just be like any other time that you've taken a shower, undressing so that you can get under the water as soon as it's warm, hearing the flow, the sound, the change in the air as the warmth spreads beyond the drops themselves. Take your time. Imagine how nice it is to feel the temperature of the water with your hand before you stand under it, and realize that it's perfect. A nice warm shower, and imagine how nice it would be to then stand fully under it, to let the water wash away any thoughts or discomfort. And the longer you stand under there, the easier it becomes to just let go, to feel yourself almost flow with the water, your thoughts running down the drain, and your body becoming more relaxed, more comfortable, warm inside and out in a way that helps you to let go. When you start the familiar process of washing yourself, it smells nice in here, sweet almost. It's making your body perhaps a little more sensitive than it usually would be under the shower. But it feels nice, getting the soap all over your skin, the long, slow sensations as you apply, and then rinse, each step making you a bit more relaxed and calm inside. And there's still that scent. It's almost like it's helping you to go even deeper into that wonderful state of letting go. The flow of water pulling you down, your thoughts just melting away with every drop falling further. And of course, absent-minded brushing over your own body as that nice tingly feeling continues to grow inside and out. It's as if your body is more sensitive than normal, more responsive to your own touches. It's creating this kind of nice, gentle arousal, a soft glow that causes your fingers maybe to wander here and there over your own skin. And that scent, it's so vivid. You don't think that it's your soap, but there's definitely something really nice in the air. The warm water makes the other sensations that your body would have noticed disappear. You hadn't really adjusted yourself for a while, so the tentacles that have been wrapping themselves slowly around your legs have gone unnoticed. And it's just that when your fingers brush a little further down, that you feel something wet, slimy, pressed against your flesh, almost the perfect temperature to be unnoticed. When you glance down, it's already too late. Powerful, slimy tentacles have already wrapped around your legs, and another one is immediately wrapping over your face to prevent you from making a noise, pressing itself firmly between your lips. You can still breathe through your nose, but your mouth is almost overwhelmed by a similar sensation as the scent that you noticed just before. Your hands, not certain what to do, begin to claw, moving, trying to fight, feeling the tentacle around your head and around your legs, unaware of where exactly it's coming from. With this firm grip, it's not possible to look around. You can't see the thing behind you that's slowly attacking you. And while your hands are fruitlessly moving over the slimy tentacle, slipping, not able to get a grip, feeling your own sensations responding more and more to the situation, the panic, the feeling, the fear, the sweetness, almost intoxicating. You didn't realize that you kept accidentally swallowing some of the taste. No, you have to fight, you have to resist, you have to keep your mind in check. Don't give in to the strange sensations of the sweetness, the slime, something wrapping around your wrists and pulling your arms almost effortlessly aside. The tentacles between your legs are slowly moving as well, wrapping themselves around, teasing. More tentacles slithering, slithing over your chest, feeling their way to every part of you that is now exposed. The warm water making it difficult to hear exactly what the monster is doing. You have to fight. You can't stop fighting. There's something wrong, even though the taste is so nice. It's difficult to prevent your tongue from accidentally darting forward and tasting a little more of the liquid, the slime that's offered to you. But you have to keep your head together. You have to keep fighting. You have to prevent the penetration sliding inside, making you almost melt from the inside, while deep, thick tentacles are beginning to feel their way into you. No, I have to move away, I have to stop this, I have to feel the deep thrusts. Every one of them just taking their time to make sure that you feel the deep penetration happening so easily. With the water and the slimy surface of the tentacles, they just force their way deep into you. And no matter how much you clench your thighs together or try to push them out, they just force their way deeper. And they don't just stop there, they are stimulating the outside of your body just as much, wrapping themselves around each sensitive part of your skin, making sure to stimulate your body until there's very little left of your mind. You've got to resist. You've got to hold on. You've got to feel each thrust, pleasure, penetrating deep inside of your mind. It's forcing you to experience so much more. It keeps going, but it slows down any time it notices you're near an edge to avoid you from releasing that pleasure too easily. It knows what you're feeling. It knows what it's doing to you. The movements are methodical in their intensity, finding every weak spot you have. Little suction cups pulling on certain places on your body, finding even more ways to stimulate you. The thrusts inside spare no thought for your own. They just make sure that they find the very edge of what you can take and then push you a little more. Deep inside your mind, you feel something. Not a voice, but a presence. It's feeding on you. It's feeding on your pleasure, it's feeding on your frustration, and it's making very sure that you cannot have the release until it wants it. It keeps pushing you, it keeps making you get closer and closer to that helpless state, until every part of your mind is distracted by the pleasure and unaware of the presence inside and outside of you that's feeding on your reactions, your moans, your need. It penetrates your thoughts. It finds your fantasies, your perverted ideas, your needs. It finds all of them and it feeds on all of it. Every naughty thought, every perverted pleasure, every fantasy that has fluttered through your mind, it seeks it out and makes you relive them, makes you feel them again as it continues its relentless, pleasurable assault on your body, pushing you to the edge over and over again, and knowing exactly when to slow down to make sure you cannot have that release. Teasing, it keeps using your body, making sure that it just takes all of it. You don't even know when it started also thrusting into your mouth, and your tongue eagerly responding, lapping up every single drop of the delicious fluid that is given to you, your body responding on pure instinct, pure depraved, helpless, powerless instinct. That feral pleasure, the arousal growing to levels that seem impossible, pushing you further and further until there is nothing left to push and you're simply a plaything of this creature, prey, helpless, food. Deep inside your mind you can feel its presence, smiling, feeding on you, enjoying every bit of fear, pleasure, frustration, desire, need that's growing in you. It wants you to notice. Deep inside, you know that it could do all of this without you even realizing what is going on, but it wants you to notice. It wants you to remember every single drop of this pleasure. It wants you to know that you want it, that you need it, that you're edging helplessly with every thrust, with that deep penetration, every hole. Helpless, used, pushed to the very edge. It is almost time. Part of your mind is relieved. Part of your mind is aching for that relief. It knows, you know, you are going to be allowed to orgasm. It keeps pushing your body, continuing beyond your limits right now and pushing you to come with a power that seems unreal. Your screams covered by the tentacles, your spasms held down by their grip, your body unable to fall as it's held up by every part of the creature. Your mind just shatters in pleasure and goes blank to a state that seems impossible. Your body sore after, helpless. It sinks down, hanging limply in the tentacles that just hold. They slowly slide out of each part of you, allowing you to breathe more easily and finally feeling the water rinse away the slime. it dissolves so easily. You barely remember how you got lowered down to the ground with care, laid down on the ground, the water washing away the traces of the intrusion, your muscles still spasming ever so slightly, feeling the tingling inside of the powerful release that happened before. You know you will remember it wanted you to. When you slowly return to some form of awareness, all the other traces are gone, as if nothing happened. As if the soreness in your body and the memory is unreal. But you know. You know how real it was. You didn't have a choice. Wonder what will happen next. With your mind, your body laying here, vulnerable, open. Will you listen to more after this file ends? Or will it be time to return to the waking world if my voice doesn't follow? Your mind. Your body, pleasurably exhausted. It knows. It remembers. It won't allow you to forget. Enjoy those memories.